Starting with today's first topic, we delve into an exciting development in the tech industry. India has positioned itself as a burgeoning powerhouse in the tech world, with a significant leap in its role in manufacturing iPhones. In the fiscal year 2024, one out of every seven iPhones around the globe was assembled in India, bringing the production value in the country to an astounding $14 billion. This represents 14% of Apple's total iPhone production, highlighting India's rapidly growing importance to the tech giant. Driving this growth are Taiwanese firms, with Foxconn leading the charge, responsible for 67% of this production, and Pegatron Corp contributing 17%. This marks a significant stride for India in the global tech landscape and cements its position as a key player in the electronics manufacturing sector. Moving on to the next topic. In a strategic move aimed at aligning with its long-term growth vision, Bengaluru-based edtech startup Scalar has announced a significant decision to lay off 150 employees, which accounts for around 17% of its 900 full-time staff. It's important to note that the layoffs have been primarily within the marketing and sales departments. This adjustment also takes into account the total workforce, which includes part-time workers and interns. Moving to our next topic, let's discuss an exciting development in the manufacturing sector. ZeithWorks' bold move is making headlines. This visionary company is injecting a whopping 1,000 crore Indian rupees, equivalent to $120 million, into its electronics manufacturing capabilities. With this substantial investment, ZeithWorks aims to significantly enhance its production in various segments, particularly targeting the ODM and electronics manufacturing services. They are setting their sights on dominating the market for mobile phones, alongside hearable and wearable products. This step not only highlights ZeithWorks' ambition in the electronics manufacturing arena but also marks a significant milestone in its journey towards becoming a leading player in the industry. Moving to our next topic, let's talk about an exciting development from the corporate world that is not just a win for the company but a huge win for its employees as well. The Sleep Company, known for its innovative sleeping solutions, has recently announced a lucrative ESOP buyback worth a whopping 2.4 crore Indian rupees. What makes this news even more heartening is the fact that this benefit will be shared among 105 employees, with an impressive inclusion of 50% women among the beneficiaries. This recent buyback marks the company's second such initiative, following the first tranche last year, which aided around 62 staff members with a total of 83.47 lakh Indian rupees. The Sleep Company's commitment to sharing its growth with its employees through such financial incentives underscores a progressive corporate culture that values and rewards its workforce importantly. Definitely, a story that warms the heart amidst the usual corporate narratives, proving that companies can indeed create win-win scenarios for their growth and the prosperity of their employees. Moving to our last topic. Exclusive deal alert. Swiggy's pre-IPO offer unlocks 20% discount for high net worth individuals. Swiggy is gearing up for an IPO, likely after the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The company became a public entity this week, signaling readiness for IPO. Oh,